This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And we're continuing our week of featuring teen and young adults on the show. Our first guest today is Yakusuke Dakahide graduate Tamara Whitney. Tamara, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am doing well. It's so nice to have you here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, so I have a little bio here about you. You are 17 years old, graduating a year early from Yakusuke Dakahide. Your interests are hiking, hunting, listening to music, and traveling. You love working, and you
are working
through the summer during the tourist season. You're most proud of how you turned your mindset around and went to school every day. I'm interested in that and going to ask you about that. You'll be the first person in your family to graduate, and your future plans are to attend UAS, studying a Bachelor of Arts. You plan on getting a job during college so you can live on your own, and you want to finish college in Alaska before you venture out and move from Juneau. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that bio with us. I appreciate it. Is there anything in there that we're missing, something that might surprise our listeners or something that you'd like to share about yourself?
No, I think you got it all.
All right. Sounds good. What has this year been like for you, Tamara? I imagine it maybe started kind of quote unquote normal and things probably got pretty weird a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it started off normal. I was excited to be graduating a year early than my friends. And then third quarter came around, and I was already done with school in third quarter, and then now everybody else was done with school. So I'm just glad I didn't have to do online schooling this time.
So how were you able to graduate a year early?
I had went to Juneau Douglas High School my first year during freshman, and then I didn't do so well over there, so I got transferred to Yakus, and you get credits two times faster over there, so I ended up getting 11 credits in a year, and so I got to graduate a year early.
What was it about the atmosphere at Yakusuke Dakahide that helped you excel?
My teachers, definitely. I got to hand it to them. Just being able to, like, talk to me and help me with whatever it is and make time for me, that was, like, huge. And, yeah, just encouraged me to do my best. Yeah, they went above and beyond for me.
Okay. And you report that you're most proud of how you turned your mindset around and went to school every day. Perhaps these two questions sort of relate. Did that have to do with your teachers there at Yakusuke?
Yeah. At JD, it was just, I got super behind on homework, and it was just piling up and piling up, and I just didn't seem how I was going to get out of this hole, so I just never went to school. And then it got to the point where it was like, you have to go to school or you're in trouble. So I ended up going to Yakusuke, and yeah, that environment, like being able to get done early and yeah, having the help and everything just made me be like, I can do this. I can come every day and I'll be able to get done early. So.
All right. You talked about studying a Bachelor of Arts at UAS. What are some subjects that you're interested in?
I just wanted to get the general basics down because I have no idea what I want to do in my future. So I just put Bachelor's of Arts, but I got a ceramics class, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Got it. What about teaching, being just like the teachers that helped you? What do you think? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I feel like being a teacher, like my teachers were teaching at an alternative school and understanding different lifestyles of every single kid and how every single kid is individual on their own. I could foresee myself being someone like that because I care as much as they do for students. So yeah, but for like younger kids, I don't see myself teaching younger kids. I have a little brother home now. Well, he was just home, so I've been teaching him during this stay-at-home school thing.
So Tamara, speaking of teachers, we're actually being Zoom bombed right now by Devin Tatro, who wants to say a few things.
Okay.
All right. We'll wait for Devin to get signed up.
Devin! Oh my goodness.
Hey, Devin.
Hi, it's Devin and Caitlin here.
Oh, welcome you two. Devin, can you start by introducing yourself and telling us your relationship to Tamara and what you admire about her?
Absolutely. So I'm Tamara's social studies teacher at Huskay Dakahiti High School, and I've known Tamara for 1 year. I can just truly say that all of the staff at Huskay Dakahiti have been blown away by Tamara, especially this year. She is not only a meticulous student who requests feedback on her work, she is a student who advocates for herself and for others, and just really has a strong sense of what's right and what's wrong and how she wants our school to look. And I'm just really excited to announce that, and she doesn't know this yet, but I have the go-ahead to announce that Tamara is our student of the, I'm getting emotional. our student of the year for Huskay Dakahiti and for 2020. So Tamara is a unanimous decision amongst our staff. We picked her to be student of the year.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations. Caitlin, will you please introduce yourself? Tell us about your relationship to Caitlin and what you admire, or to Tamara and what you admire about her.
Absolutely. So my name is Caitlin Conway, and I'm Jesuit volunteer for Huskay Dakahiti this year, which essentially means I am just student support and I build trust with the kids. And Tamara and I had an incredible relationship this year, getting to watch her flourish and grow. Whenever she would finish her schoolwork early, she would come hang out with me and we would chat about life and what the next steps she had. And it was so interesting watching her fill out her applications for school and scholarships. And Tamara, I always admired how you had such a great sense of yourself and you were able to keep yourself and your friends on the right track, and you're true to yourself. And I can't wait to see the adult you flourish and become.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
So Tamara, you are the student of the year for Huskay Dakahiti. What? How's that? How do you feel?
Feels great. It's a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
There's a lot of kids.
So back to you for a second, Devin. I already asked Tamara about her future, and she's going to UAS and she's in the ceramics class. She's already talked about how much she admires you teachers, and I tried to talk her into becoming a teacher. Thinking of what Tamara's good at, what could you see her focusing on?
That's a great question, and it's funny because I've said the same thing to Tamara, that I believe she'd be a really wonderful educator. So I hope she reconsiders in the future that career path. But gosh, what else would Tamara be good at? I think an easier question would be, what would she not be good at? That would be like a very, very short list. Tamara's just really multi-talented. I could definitely picture Tamara being just pretty much the boss. Well, you know, because Tamara is really wonderful at telling it how it is, or like telling it like it is, without hurting your feelings. And I know very few people who can do that. So whatever skill, you know, whatever job that skill transfers to, it would be great.
How about you, Caitlin?
I've actually thought about this before. four, Tamara, I think you would be an incredible healthcare worker. How you care for your friends and others, I think, would translate so well into the healthcare profession. Not only would it be a stable career, and you're so great at math, we learned this year, but all of those wonderful skills that you possess, I think being able to share that with your community in that way, I think you'd do really well.
Yeah.
Tamara, you were talking, giving props to your teachers a little earlier. Speaking specifically about Devin, what's something that you admire about her teaching style?
Just how you can never like expect what she's doing. She's always gonna be like ahead of you, and she's so crazy. I just love being in her classes because she's spontaneous and she just makes the best out of everything. Even if there's students in the class who aren't listening, she makes it her best way to like reel them back in. Not negative, always positive, and that's just what I love about her teaching.
And what was it about Caitlin that you were able to connect with her? What's good about her teaching style?
That she stops whatever she's doing to help me. Even if she's like busy fixing her computer, she's like, I'm on it. She's kind of like a sister to me because I can tell her like whatever, and I know that she's not gonna go and like rat about it to the other teachers and stuff like that. She keeps my secrets, and that's just what I like to have out of school.
All right, Tamara, before we get going here, I wanted to ask you about advice for eighth graders who will be freshmen and freshwomen next year. What would you advise to them about success at the high school level?
I would say do your best. Always try to think ahead and plan things ahead, not just wait until the last minute, because that's what tricked me up. And yeah, stay positive because you never know what's going to happen next. So.
Okay. And Devin, do you have any, I know you'll get to see Tamara tomorrow at graduation, but anything that you'd like to say right now on the air?
So this was my first year teaching at Yokosuke Dakahiti, and I cannot imagine what it would have been like without Tamara. I think a lot of our staff feel that way about you this year, Tamara. I think if any student were to embody what our school is about, both academically or socially, you're that person for us this year, and we're going to miss you so much.
I miss you guys too.
Caitlin, do you have a message for Tamara?
You've got this. You're incredible, and you're going to make it rock. I'm so proud of you.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Tamara Whitney. She's graduating a year early from high school from Yokosuke Dakahiti tomorrow. We've also had on the phone Devin Tatro, Tamara's social studies teacher, and also Caitlin Conway, who was the Jesuit volunteer through AmeriCorps at Yokosuke Dakahiti. I want to thank all three of you so much for coming on the show today. Thank you, Devin and Caitlin, for Zoom bombing this interview. Tamara had no idea that you were going to be here, so that was really fun. Tamara, before we go, is there anything that you'd like to say to other teachers, your fellow students, or anyone in the community?
Make time for your students. Always listen. And students, be positive. And thank you to all my teachers. I love every single one of you for this journey that has taken me to graduate high school. Love you guys.
And sorry, one last question. You asked me to play Better. Tell us why you chose that song, and then we'll go out on that.
Because nothing gets better than this.
See you later, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. I'm not really up. I never get that much up.
see you shine in the night like a diamond you are. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better.